Welcome to CougarCast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. CougarCast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at CougarCast.
Greetings, my name is Keith Schertz, and I am with the 2002. How many years ago is that now? 15 years, Tosh?
Yes.
Oh, long
name. People still remember it. Name of the year, right?
The 2002 Daily Herald Utah County Name of the Year, Tosh McIntosh, and this is CougarCast. We're trying something new today. We're being on the Vanquish the Foe Facebook page. We're doing a Facebook Live today, so you can check it out. It's always weird when you see people for the first time. If you've been a long-time listener, this is us. This is what we look like, and this is what we're doing today. So National Letter of Intent Day, Tosh, and a couple differences in this year's National Letter of Intent Day. We had a helicopter land into Lavelle Edwards Stadium.
That caused a lot of buzz and uproar.
A lot of people were wondering what was going on with the helicopter, but what happened was a four-star recruit, the second best recruit from the state of Utah, decided to become a Brigham Young University Cougar today. Chaz Iyu is a safety. He's 6'2", 199 pounds. He hails from Eagle Mountain, Utah, and he's from West Lake High School. He also played at Timpview High School. Talk about Chaz Iyu, Tosh.
So an incredible athlete, fast, pretty big guy, 6'2", 200 pounds already as a high schooler. Two things stand out on the film. One, he has a great first step and anticipation on jumping routes. And two, I think probably even the biggest thing, is he's a hard hitter.
Yeah.
Like for a safety, the guy's laying the wood. Really, a couple other thoughts on him is that as stoked as we were with Troy Warner last year, and as well as he's played, Chaz Iyu actually has slightly higher ratings than Troy.
On the 24/7 composite is what you mean.
Exactly. Like when these recruiting sites are scoring these guys beyond just four-star or whatever, but he is a four-star. This guy is legit. We heard today that he could play three possible different positions at BYU. He's capable of playing corner, safety, or gaining some weight and playing linebacker.
But despite that, Ed Lamb made it quite clear what his plans were with Chaz Iyu.
He said, but I plan on him being a safety all the way.
Safety all the way. So he'll be a safety. He'll pick up right where Kai Nakua was. But
going on a mission first. Oh, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. You're right. So, Chaz Iyu, four-star recruit. He's sort of maybe the gem of this recruiting class. A lot of people very excited about Chaz Iyu coming to BYU.
So one of two four-stars. The second four-star guy that we got, a guy by the name of
Longi Tuifua. He's a defensive end, 6'3", 225 pounds from South Jordan, Utah. Bingham High School. He is a minor down there.
One of three Bingham guys that we had commit to this class. Really great feeder school for BYU as of late.
And, obviously very strong, very quick. And what stands out about Longi Tuifua, the guy rushes the quarterback. BYU could use that. You know, we got talking as we were waiting for the meeting to start. We were at the Cougar Club luncheon where they talk about all the recruits. That's where a lot of these quotes are coming from. But one of the things that we got talking about is how that defense last year, they were great against the run, against the pass. They really struggled with the, especially in terms of yards, amount of passing yards they gave up.
They would give up a lot of yards.
Turnover saved the day, and the secondary was pretty good. We like the secondary and even the linebackers, but we need to get more pressure on that quarterback. It comes from Longi Tuifua. He is not going on a mission, right? He will be with the Cougars this fall.
So a couple other interesting notes on him. So Tuiaki said that they actually offered this guy, a number of years ago. He couldn't remember if it was when he was a freshman or sophomore. But when Kalani and Tuiaki were at Utah, they offered him because they saw this guy can absolutely rush the quarterback. And that he will be He'll be playing. He's not a mission first guy. He's at least going to start out playing. And he also said, which is rare for a recruit to get this, he said, you guys will be able to see him on, I plan on you guys being able to see him on the field this year. So this guy, another four-star guy that, as a BYU fan, you should absolutely be stoked about.
6'3", 225, Bingham High School, Langi Tuifua. He was also in that Polynesian Bowl. That's where he made his announcement.
Yep.
Next guy that we want to talk about, also on the defensive line, he will also be a tight end. His name's Tanner Baker. He was a tight end. They have made the decision that Elisa Tuiaki was talking about, how they made the decision that while he was a tight end, they see him more as a defensive end. And Tanner Baker is going to be a defensive end, 6'5", 230 pounds, Ackworth, Georgia, Altoona High School. You know, one of the things that they talked about when it came to Tanner Baker is they shared a quick story about him. They had a tragedy in the Baker family. His father passed away. And that was a horrible incident.
But it happened midway through his senior football season.
During his recruiting. And these coaches, the BYU coaches, really wrapped that family in love. And they kind of shared their testimony of how they, you know, still loved. And, you know, there was...
His mom really appreciated it, of course.
And there was a lot of ways in which I think that coaching staff can relate. There's been some tragedy surrounding them a little bit recently. So,
yeah.
With the passing of LC Mahe. So Tanner Baker, though, coming to the team, a big kid. And I think he will be here in this fall. I don't have a note that he's going to be on his mission.
Undecided.
Undecided.
So that generally means that they're going to be here, but that's what they said is undecided. So next guy, also defensive line, Tyler Batty. Had some interesting stuff about him. One is that they loved his size, and this is a huge farm boy from Payson High School.
His dad breaks horses, Tosh.
For a living.
For a living.
Like, so this is, you know, as hardcore as they come.
He's breaking Broncos.
So this... They related him to the Denny brothers as body size.
He's, you know, got a body like a Denny.
Big, huge, tough. These the
coaches, not a body that you earn by going to Denny's.
No, but different.
But a body like Brent or I can't remember the other.
Just go with Denny's. Brent.
Okay, Brett, we'll go with Brett Denny. So anyway.
And so anyway, Tyler is going mission first, so it's going to be a few years till we see him.
All right, so that's Tyler Batty. The vitals on him, 6'5", 235. He is a Payson Lion. Okay, next one we know for sure. We're gonna move past Tariq Buchanan because they have him both sides. It seems like he might be a wide receiver.
That's what I was getting the vibe of.
Okay, Ben Bywater. We'll come back and talk about Tariq here. Ben Bywater, he's a linebacker, 6'3", 210 pounds, Salt Lake City's Olympus High School. He was a Region 6 MVP, Tosh, and considered, was he ranked the second best outside linebacker in the state?
Yeah. Now the guy can for sure play ball. He was a BYU guy through and through, still is, of course. But he's a guy that just right after a few weeks of kind of being recruited by different schools, decided, like, what am I doing? Like, I'm a BYU guy, and just committed and is stuck with that commit.
So that's Ben Bywater. We're gonna keep moving on. Then the next one that we'll talk about, Lorenzo Fautea. He's a defensive lineman, 6'4", 260 pounds, West Valley High School. He comes from Hunter High School.
And he's a guy that surprised, and the coaches even used this word, surprised everybody today on where he was going. Because they knew they were in the mix, but it was one of three schools left, BYU, Utah, and
Utah State.
And he did the old fake pick Utah, where he kind of grabbed the hat and said, I'm going to the University of Brigham Young.
Yeah.
And so the coaches were visibly excited for this guy. And I think that he's going to be a player right from the get-go.
All right. So that was the deal with him. And
good old Lorenzo. I like the name Lorenzo, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
The more Mormon prophet names we can get on this team. Moroni, Lorenzo, we're going modern, we're going old.
You can even take the second half of his name and it can be Enzo.
There you go.
You know, that's pretty good. So Lorenzo Fawatea, he comes to BYU. He said Rena Mahe had asked him, they said that he got scared when he grabbed that Utah hat. And he said, no, I had to throw it down, coach. So you got to like that. All right, next player. And we apologize if I, you know, cannibalize these pronunciations.
Yeah, we're going to get better at these names as we hear them more. But some of these names are tricky for us this first go around.
So Saleti Favaleaki, okay, he's 6'3", 290 pounds, Corona, California Centennial High School. So Favaleaki, what do we have about Salete Favaleaki?
The thing that the coaches and we should be excited about, he went to Centennial High School, which is in Corona, California, and it every single year it seems like is nationally ranked.
Right.
That it produces tons of NFL guys. That he has been playing football at a very high level. This is not a guy that's head's going to be spinning about the speed and athleticism of D1. He's been playing with a lot of D1 guys. So, and the coaches really acknowledge that and are excited about what he can bring to this football team.
And the note that I have about him is that Kalani Sitake, when he was at the University of Utah, offered him when he was a freshman. He felt he would come along and that he would develop. He's also, of course, related to Kalani Sitake in some way.
Yeah.
So they're related, but that is the story with him, and he did develop. So Kalani, and this was something that Elisa Tuiaki wanted to point out, Kalani Sitake's ability to see young players and then feel like they're going to come along and produce, that was something that Elisa Tuiaki says he's watched it over and over again, and this is just the latest example of Kalani being able to see a freshman and see that they're going to come along.
The guy's a savant at finding diamonds in young bucks.
All right, the next one, we'll talk about a defensive back, D'Angelo Gunter. D'Angelo Gunter is 6'1", 180 pounds. He comes from San Diego, California. He's at Del Norte High School product. What do we know about D'Angelo Gunter?
The guy is blazing fast. That he's really a track star. And he got a lot more offers in track and actually a lot more fame in track than he did in football. But the Coach Lamb, these are his type of guys. He loves tall, fast guys. And at SUU, he really had a track record of helping those guys make the NFL. And so I really trust Lamb on guys like this. But yeah, just a blazing fast guy, and he's already 6'1", 180. You know, and he played football in California, in San Diego. This guy's played good football, but really a ton of potential that they see they can use his size and speed in a good way.
And they see him as a cornerback, not as a safety, but as a corner. He's not LDS. And the other guy that he was talked about in conjunction with, Ed Lamb talked about Keenan Ellis.
Yep.
Along with D'Angelo Gunter. So it looks like even though Ellis has been listed as a potential wide receiver, the guy that got to talk about him was Ed Lamb. So he'll probably be a corner as well. I thought Ed Lamb made an interesting point. Ed Lamb, when he got talking about it, he said, you could think of all the top corners that have come from the state of Utah and count them up, and it would be enough to just fit on one hand. That there just aren't very many good cornerbacks from the state of Utah.
From the high school levels, yeah, and there's really not. That Utah high schools have not produced great corners. There's a couple. But the other thing that he said is
if you're going to get a corner, you got to go out of state. That was the point he said.
And that Guilford has been – he gave a great story but the Cliff Notes version is that a lot of these guys realize for these out-of-state corners that – they don't typically generally fit exactly what it looks like as a BYU kind of, you know, general population mold. But that Guilford was very instrumental in saying, hey, I came here as a, you know, double minority, they call it, you know, non-LDS,
right,
African-American. And that he came here and then he played here and then he came back as a coach. He's like, I wouldn't have came back as a coach, moved my family here, and recruited people here if it wasn't a solid, great place to live and be. You'll be fine. And so I love that. I love Guilford as a player. He was one of my favorite players
ever.
And I love that he's helping us big time to get these type of corners, these fast guys from out of state that we need.
Will you ever forget the moment when Gennaro Geffler got the interception on the sideline at the University of Utah and was rushing his way up the sideline?
It's one of the happiest moments of my life. I will never forget that moment.
All right. So Gennaro Geffler made the difference with both Keenan Ellis and D'Angelo Gunther. That's the report. But a couple of non-LDS kids, very speed. They probably have more honors in track than they do in football, but they are going to come to BYU and hopefully make a real difference out there. Okay, the next guy that we're going to talk, we're still on the defensive side of the ball, Tosh. We'll talk about how many defensive players we had, but Ammon Hanneman is next. That last name should sound familiar to you. It's Micah Hanneman's little brother.
Yep.
And again, Ed Lamb indicated safety all the way.
Lamb loves these Hanneman brothers. Lamb said this is the third Hanneman brother that he's going to coach because he coached one and recruited one at SUU, and then obviously now the two at BYU. They're big kids.
Right.
They're big athletic kids, and Ammon's the same way. You know, 6'2", 190, played for Lone Peak, really should be a guy that is going to be a real playmaker on our defense in the years to come.
Sticking with the brother theme, Tongi Langi is another defensive back that will be coming. He is 6'1", 180 pounds, South Jordan, Utah, Bingham High School. Again, another Bingham minor on the team. And Tongi Longi is the younger brother to Harvey Longi.
And in contention for name of the year, if you ask me, like, you could easily...
If there's an authority on name of the year...
You could easily mispronounce this, you know, Tongi Longi. And great, great name.
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what we know about him. And they saw him maybe more as a safety. The other thing that they talked about with him is leadership. Those Longies and leadership seem to
go hand in hand. So he was defensive player of the year. I'm not sure if it was Deseret News or Tribune, but the guy can play. He was a playmaker on a very stacked Bingham team. And obviously it's in his genes. And yeah, I'm excited to see this kid come in and very long and athletic and just makes plays all over the field.
All right, next player on the list, a linebacker, 6'2", 225 pounds, Alpine, Utah, Lone Peak High School, one of three Lone Peak Knights coming to BYU, Preston Lewis.
So here's the thing that jumps off is that his measurables, that he has, this kid had a 39-inch vertical leap.
Right.
Those of you who don't realize, that is incredible. Go and jump on the wall and keep your legs somewhat straight at the height, and you might get, you know, not even close, not even half of that.
Right.
And so
I might get 3.9.
You might. We should do that next show. 4.640. The guy is fast, and that they may play him at D line too. That they see him and possibly playing D end linebacker. The guy is a great athlete. Played for Lone Peak High School this last year.
Had him on D-line in high school. They think that maybe he'll be a linebacker. They don't know what they'll do with him quite yet. All right, next guy on the list, Alden Tofa. Alden Tofa is a defensive lineman, 6'4", 260 pounds, West Jordan, Utah. He is a West Jordan Jaguar. And Alden Tofa, he was described as an OKG. Our kind of guy. That's Elisa Tuiaki. He called Alden Tofa an OKG, an all kind of guy. He's going straight on his mission, so we'll have to see what happens with him. All right, next guy on the list. How do you say the first name here?
I don't know.
Is that Chris? Kyrus?
No, it's not Chris.
Kyrus Tonga. All right, Tonga. Defensive lineman. He will be a defensive tackle, I believe, this year. Yes, that's correct. Defensive tackle. 6'5", 300 pounds from West Valley High School. Sorry, West Valley, Utah, and he is a Granger High School guy.
So, yeah, the guy should be able to play. His recruiting story was what stuck out to me. So he's a Samoan kid, but was adopted by Tongans, and he committed to Utah out of high school. And then he went on a mission. But then when he got back, he said he's coming to BYU. And what he said, this is what makes BYU special to me, is that he said that when he got sealed to his adopted family, that he remembers which coaches were at the sealing. And so those coaches are now at BYU. And so he is now at BYU. pretty cool.
Hell, he's not sealed to those coaches, but apparently feels closeness there. So, we already talked about Longi Tuifua. All right, so then mid-year additions. Austin Lee is a transfer. He's now at the school. He's a defensive back, 6 foot tall, 202 pounds, Sandy, Utah. He comes via University of Utah and Salt Lake Community College.
And unlike the last guy that I said kind of switched from Utah to here, this guy actually played at Utah. As a freshman, he played some on defense, played a lot on special teams. Really interesting that he chose to, after his mission, he's coming here.
A.J. Lolohea, another defensive lineman, Salt Lake City West High School, 6'3", 230 pounds. He's been announced, and he is another relative to Kalani Sitake. So apparently Sitake, you know, it's just he's got a bunch of defensive linemen that he's related to.
And this guy's got a brother that is a big-time recruit that I – not taking it – this is A.J.'s moment today, but the fan in me is hoping that A.J.'s brother – also sees him going here and thinks, hey, maybe I'll go to BYU.
All right, we've heard about Wayne Kirby. Wayne Kirby is an Oregon transfer. He will be another defensive tackle, expected to contribute right away, 6'3", 305 pounds, originally from Pocatello, Idaho, but he was an Oregon Duck.
Last year, was a freshman and played a lot on their D-line. Had a great game against the University of Utah, if anyone watched that. And that he didn't, I don't know the specifics, of course, but he didn't love the environment up there. And he had some family things that made him want to come closer to home. And so this is a great get. A guy that will give just instant, the coaches know that this guy can play at the D1 level, and another guy that we can have play. This guy will play a lot next year.
All right, return missionaries, a defensive back, Garrett England. He's 6'4". Tall DBs. You like tall DBs, Tosh. 208 pounds. Salt Lake City. He's from Skyline High School. They didn't really talk much about them, and the reason for that, Tosh, is they don't know anything about them.
This is a different staff than even recruited these guys. And so we'll mention them, but we're not going to talk a lot about the return mission.
All right, Tico Fuga, he's back. I believe he's – is he related to Romney Fuga?
Yes.
He might be, yeah.
He is.
Defensive lineman.
For sure, he's his brother.
Okay, 6'1", 325 pounds, Huntington Beach, California, Edison High School.
Yep.
He's back. Earl Mariner. He's another defensive lineman. So many defensive linemen. 6'4", 250 pounds, Topeka, Kansas, Washburn Rural High School. So he's finally coming around. And then a few more return missionaries.
The most famous. Here it comes right now.
Here it comes. Motekaya Longi. Mo Longi, he's back. He's faster than his mission companions.
Yep, we saw that. He did a foot race at a gas station.
He did it. So that's the tape we have. We've also seen him play like 8 seconds of rugby. We also know that he eats a lot of Kobe beef.
We also know that he's listed as 6'7", 4'10".
And he's a Liahona Tonga. He was at a Tonga High School. And Mo Longi, they said, we don't know what he is. He might be defensive line. He might be offensive line. And then Tuiaki looked over. He said, maybe he'll play quarterback.
And do you think he was being serious?
No.
Okay.
I don't think he was being serious.
But that was said.
And we will talk
about direct quote, maybe he will play quarterback.
We will talk about the quarterbacks in a little bit because the crowd, boy, the crowd loved when they suggested Mo Longi might be the quarterback.
It was a good joke.
All right. So that's Motekaya Longi, giant man. At the very least, he'll be a lot of fun for students on campus to get selfies with. David Louie, he's back from his mission this fall. Defensive lineman, 6'4", 255, Pittsburgh, California, Pittsburgh High School.
Yep.
Okay. We'll just move on.
We don't know much about these guys.
They didn't really talk much about these guys other than, Mo Longi's the guy that got the – Will Sedgwick is a linebacker. They said they were super excited for Will Sedgwick. They went through. They watched this tape. 6'2", 220 pounds, Laguna Hills, California, Laguna Hills High School. Super excited. That was the quote.
That's I like when our coaches say that.
All right, Mika Tafua. Mika Tafua, 6'3", 225. He is a La'ie Hawaii product, Kamehameha High School. So he's back with the team. And that's the defensive side of the ball. Now, Tosh, two things that they talked about. First of all, why all the defensive linemen? Well, we talked briefly between you and I about the struggles with pass rush last year.
Yeah.
But when you go 4-3,
you need
a lot of defensive linemen, right?
And what fans sometimes don't realize is that they're getting substituted out in-game more than any other position. like, you go through a lot of D-linemen, so four are playing at a time. It's not uncommon at all for them to sub all four out and put another four guys in. So you need at a minimum of eight guys that are playing every game, which means you really need 10 to 12 that you have confidence in if somebody goes down. And so I love this class.
So it's going to be like hockey lines on that defensive line. You're going to see guys and they're going to move in and out. And so there's a lot of room. You know, Uriah Leotala, I really like him. I've been excited about him. You know, Matt Wells, the Utah State coach, he had a great insight about return missionaries, right? He says skill guys come back from their mission. They're really good right away. It's those guys in the trenches. It takes a year for them to finally get ready and go. So maybe this is the year for Uriah. Handsome Tani Elio, he's back. I mean, there's a lot of guys to like. Maybe you're going to see Corbin Kafusi will be back there another year.
Talkie's supposed to be back.
Yeah.
We should be really good at D-line and in D as a whole. And this class is ensuring that for years to come, that some of these guys are bound. They all have tons of hype. They're bound to rise as cream. And so we've got 13 signed D linemen or returning guys on this list. Pretty insane.
And so I think the reason that you've got so many defensive linemen has everything to do with the fact that, first of all, if you can get really good defensive linemen, you don't say no. Pass rush, you know, I think a quarterback and the ability of the quarterback to pass is the most important thing that you can have on your football team. But then after that, it's pass rush, and then I would say pass defense.
Oh, yeah. D-line makes everybody else look better. D-linemen make their linebackers look a lot better. D-linemen, of course, make the corners and the safeties and the – yeah. D-linemen is where it all starts on D. So I love this class.
All right. We broke a little news on Twitter on the offensive side of the ball. One of the first things that we'll talk about before we get into the recruits, broke a little news. So at CougarCast, we tweeted it out. But one of the things that was announced by Ty Detmer today during the Cougar Club luncheon was that Moroni Lalu Pututau is being moved to tight end. So, Tosh, your initial reaction to MLP being put at tight end?
Makes sense. Fans have been – there's been rumblings from fans, but who cares what fans say? But they've been hoping for this because the guy's big, and we – as Ty said, Ty, I think he gave credit to our last year's tight ends that we have great run blocking tight ends.
And our best downfield threat last year in terms of yards per catch was Tanner Baldery.
And that Baldery was recruited as a D end. He was recruited as a D lineman that's now found himself playing tight end. And that we are starting to recruit some receivers that we're moving to tight end. And this is starting from a receiver from last year. I think it's great. MLP playing tight end. Broke here by CougarCast on Twitter.
So there we go. So Ty Detmer let that one out of the box. The question, Tosh, is who the heck's going to be the wide receivers next year? Because we're about to tell you about three or four more tight ends that they've recruited. A lot of them are going on missions, so we won't see them. But next year you got what?
So the what that means to me is the staff must be more confident than fans in our returning.
So Hefo.
So the names that I can think of, Micah Simon's a guy that redshirted last year that I've heard rave reviews about. So I think Micah Simon.
The Shumways.
Yep. Lotulele or Lotulo or there's something like that.
Lotulele, yeah.
I think it is Lotulele. Mm-hmm. Then we also, of course, have Hefo, who played a lot last year, did not necessarily have big production as a freshman.
No, he did not.
But the guy was a freshman. And then that's not even mentioning we still got the debatably in the argument of our best playmaker last year at receiver, but it was pretty – no one was making great plays last year. Kid from AF that my mind is drawn blank on, help me out here, Keith,
He came from Snow College.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone
he caught an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Everyone that's listening knows exactly who we're talking about. Either way.
Okay.
We've got guys that can play receiver. I think that the coaching staff is more excited about it than maybe fans are.
All right. So that's the main thing. Receiver was the thing that you and I wanted to see kind of get beefed up.
Jonah Trinneman.
But we didn't really get the receivers that maybe we were looking at. Tariq Buchanan looks okay. We talked quickly about Tariq Buchanan. Good kid. Interesting story. The way that Tariq Buchanan was found by BYU. He's not LDS, but the man that is his head coach is
Bassett. Coach Bassett used to be the linebackers coach at BYU.
And he was responsible for recruiting Ty Detmer. So, Bassett, thank you for recruiting Ty Detmer.
Then he goes back to Texas, becomes a high school coach there, and that's how we found out about, through that connection. This guy is, in Ty's words, is a playmaker. That he made plays all over the field, offensively and defensively, but from the sounds of it, Ty's trying to call dibs on him. another interesting note, he has pastor parents. Both of his parents are pastors. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, we like
guy
that.
With pastor parents coming to BYU.
Yeah, and with like a Dewey, oh gosh, why am I not coming up with
Dewey
his
Decimal the, System.
No, the pastor who played and he was a safety and he was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Gray, Derwin Gray.
Yep.
You know, with him being part of the team, there's certainly room.
We can have an element of that, for sure.
Certainly a room for kids of pastors. So that's interesting. He's from Elgin, Texas, Elgin High School. A little pride in the eye of Ty Detmer, as he talked about Elgin, Texas. It's near Austin, apparently. 6'1", 175 pounds. So that's Tariq Buchanan, and he's really the only one that they really tabbed as a wide receiver that will be joining the team this season.
The name that no one's heard of
right.
until a week ago, or even you had to be paying a lot of attention to hear about him a week ago, is a guy by the name of Joe Critchlow, signed today as a quarterback. He's from Franklin, Tennessee. Just got off his mission. This is a guy Ed Lamb wanted bad at SUU a number of years ago. And the guy had Vanderbilt trying to get him to go there and things. The guy can play, but he was an under-the-radar recruit. But when you watch, what jumps out to me is his film. He's a big, tall, 6'4 quarterback. And you watch a lot of high school quarterbacks, and their mechanics just look as like mechanical. This guy has a quick release, looks really natural. And I actually think he could be in play as a future starter. I'm putting that out there right now. This under-the-radar recruit, this guy can throw the ball.
He had touch on his passes. That was the thing that I noticed about Joe Critchlow. So 6'4", 210 pounds, Franklin, Tennessee, Franklin High School. So that is Joe Critchlow. Next guy we'll talk about, Mason Fakahua, quarterback, 6'3", 210 pounds, Cedar City, Utah, Cedar City High School. And what did Coach Ty Detmer have to say about Fakahua?
So this kid's played well down in Cedar City for a couple years, but as a junior, he was really an option running quarterback. That's what they recruited him. And he's getting
right.
recruited as an athlete. But then last year, they let him really pass the ball a lot more, and he actually proved he's a pretty good quarterback. So what the plan is, that what they told him, we will let you, when you get back from your mission.
So go on your mission.
Then the spot that you're going to fight for, right back, we're going to give you a shot.
No, they told him they're going to gray.
Yeah, he might gray show.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because they're thinking he has a chance to play quarterback, and they will give him that chance to even try to line it up years-wise.
So they said 2019 or 2020.
So this we might not see this guy on the field for a while, but him and the coaching staff say if he doesn't end up being our quarterback, he could play anywhere. The comp that a lot of people are giving him is Kai Nakua, just a really athletic guy that played safety and quarterback. And when you watch his film, especially, it's hard to find. He really wants to play quarterback. Most of the film you see is offense. But the guy can play, and he will be a playmaker.
All right, so Mason Fakahua, quarterback. Let's actually knock the last quarterback off. This is a return missionary. Return missionary, 6'6", 215 pounds. Cody Wilstead, he comes from Pineview High School down in St. George. And the thing that Ty Detmer said about him is that he's got a really strong arm. And then he said that. Then he said, but he will not be starting.
Not this year.
He said that
if the Wilsteads are listening. He said he will not be starting. He probably will not be starting this
but
year.
He said Tanner Mangum may be the starting quarterback this year. And then Kalani Sitake got up to the microphone right afterwards and said there will be no quarterback controversy this season.
Wilstead comes from a great athletic family. His brother played a little baseball at BYU. They can throw the ball. Wilstead is another guy that I think could be – sometimes we get guys just for – especially quarterback. I get a sense of sometimes this guy's a shot. This guy doesn't have a shot of being a future starter. I don't usually say it if I don't think they'll be a future starter, but this guy I think has – Willsted also could be a guy that could be our starting quarterback at some point at BYU.
Well, he looks it. 6'6", 215, strong arm. He's got all the physical things where he looks like a quarterback all the way in this day and age. So that's Cody Willsted. And it'll be interesting to see kind of what happens with quarterbacks as we go forward. All right, next player we'll talk about, offensive lineman, Paola Finau. He goes by Mango. His nickname is Mango.
So great nickname.
Mango Finau. So first of all, Mango, that's fantastic. He's from Wailuku, Hawaii, Baldwin High School. 6'5", 350 pounds. That's a big boy, Tosh.
Yes. You guys heard that. Let's say that again, and I'm going to add something to it. So he's 6'5", 350, and he's young. His senior year of high school, he was 16 the whole year. He's 17 now.
Just turned 17.
So as a 16-year-old, he was already 6'5", 350. The coaching staff, you could just see, was beaming about what this guy could become as an O-lineman.
So Mango Finau will be with BYU next year. He's young to go on a mission.
He's playing this next year.
17 years old. Ian Doolin did that back in the day. He played defensive tackle and started as a 17-year-old. So other 17-year-old BYU football players.
Jamal Williams.
There you go. Oh, man, Mango Finau, it's happening. All right, so that's Mango. Great name. We're excited about him. Donovan Hanna, he's a tight end, 6'5", 230 pounds, Queen Creek, Arizona. He's from the American Leadership Academy. That may sound familiar to you. American Leadership Academy is home of Max Hall as a coach. He played under Max Hall at the American Leadership Academy. But super big, 6'5", 250. Good hands when we watch the film.
And what Ty said is, hey, Max knows what it takes to compete and to be a player and to be a great tight end at BYU. Max played with two great tight ends. Max Hall told the staff, this guy is someone you need. This guy has what it takes to be a great tight end.
So an endorsement for Max Hall out there. He's a mission-first kid. The other thing, by the way, tight ends. We like it when tight ends are good basketball players, don't we? So this year he's averaging 19.6 points per game and 11.9 rebounds per game. He's averaging a double-double, Tosh.
Nice.
Is he the next Corbin Kafusi?
Let's put it down. Keith's on record. Corbin Kafusi.
He'll play both ways, maybe, but both sports. But no, he will not. But 6'5", 230, that is Donovan Hanna. Another tight end, Bentley Hanshaw. He's son of Tim Hanshaw, former offensive lineman in the early 90s. He blocked for John Walsh. He also had 1 year blocking for Ty Detmer. So another quick in. He was at Moore Park High School in Moore Park, California.
Who else went to Moore Park?
Dennis Pitta.
Yep.
So another tight end that's 6'5", 220. That's about the size of Dennis Pitta. So we don't want to put that on Bentley Hanshaw. It's the most receptions by anyone ever. But
here's what I like about Bentley. He played receiver all the way up until his senior year. The guy is athletic, great hands, can move well. I think, again, he could be a guy, the type of tight end that Ty wants in his offense.
All right, and the plan with Bentley Hanshaw, he's going to come and play 1 year and then go on a mission. Next guy, Isaac Rex. Isaac Rex, also a son of a former BYU football player, Byron Rex. Byron Rex famously threw a touchdown pass in the snowball game against the University of Utah in Salt Lake. You remember when the Utes were throwing snowballs at the BYU players?
I remember.
Yeah, big, and then we beat them up. Well, Byron Rex was really good. I think he was an All-American tight end. He threw a touchdown pass in that game. I didn't think we'd see another tight end throw a touchdown pass, but then Remington Peck did it a couple seasons ago. Anyway, he, as a junior, was an all-conference middle linebacker. His senior year, all-conference tight end.
And all-conference in California, CIF all-conference, is a big deal. That's not – your neighbor next door might have been all-region in some small state, but all-conference CIF in California is a big deal.
So Isaac Rex, 6'5", 235, San Clemente, California, San Clemente High School. Highly recruited kid, BYU all the way, the connections with the family and also his faith. He is a mission-first kid, so we won't see him for a couple – of years. All right, next on the list for us, Tosh.
Jackson McChesney. Let's go fast. That's what I would first say about him. Guy from Lone Peak. I remember watching him his junior year play high school against Tim Few, who is stacked, as we can see, with lots of guys too, and that he was noticeably the fastest guy on the field. Again, to reiterate how fast he is, you know, state champ in the 100 this last year in 5A. Like, he is blazing fast.
Yeah, and the other thing, Tosh, is we watched him return a kick all the way against your beloved Lehigh Pioneers.
Yeah, I don't know. That might haunt him.
Jackson McChesney is Austin McChesney's brother. He was a freshman last year. And he's a Mission First kid. So we won't see Jackson McChesney, but he'll be back. He's fast. Maybe will be somebody that we'll see returning kicks one day for the Cougars. All right, last guy of the new recruits on the offensive line, Seth Willis, 6'6", 325 pounds. Sandy Hook, Connecticut, famous city, unfortunately. And he went to Newtown High School. The cool thing about Seth Willis was, as they got talking about, boy, we need Cougar Nation has to help us out here. There's no way we would have known about him. It was somebody in his ward sending a tape and contacting them and said, you need to look at Seth Willis. And that is what led Seth Willis, a 6'6", 325-pound kid, to end up being at BYU.
The two words they used to describe him were, one was big and two is physical. And so, yeah, those are good words to have describe you on the O-line.
Yeah, that's right. Also was described as a good-looking kid, but I don't think they meant like he was handsome. I think they just meant that he was big and physical.
Going on a mission first.
So he's a mission kid. All right, mid-year additions on the offensive side of the ball. And here's one that made me, just from the way that they talked about it, Tosh, this is the one where I was surprised the most by how emphatic they were in talking about him. Ula Tolutau.
Yeah.
Okay. Ula Tolutau, 6'1", 240 pounds, Salt Lake City. He's back from his mission. He went to East High School and had originally committed to become a Wisconsin Badger. He will be a running back next year for BYU.
Now, I remember him well, that he played on an East team that was great, and that I watched their championship game against Tempview. That guy was big and physical, played both sides, went to Wisconsin. He fits that Wisconsin running back. Big, tough, but also fast. And as you mentioned, this staff said that, hey, with the loss of Jamal, this is going to be the guy that brings that physical running back. And from all signs, from what they were saying, they act like this is a guy that we will see play this year.
Well, a quote from Ty Detmer, he said, you'll see a lot of Ula.
Yeah.
I mean, and they said they called him an every down type of back. So be interesting. You know, we all thought maybe the running back next year was definitely going to be Squally, or that you'd see the majority of it be Riley Burt. But
Ula's going to be a guy that gets some.
Ula might be the starting running back next year.
I predict it's going to be running back by committee, but for sure Ula is going to get carries.
He's in the mix for sure. So that's interesting. I was surprised by that. Another tight end to talk about, Tosh, Joe Tukuafu. Tukuafu is 6'4", 275 pounds. He's also from East High School. He's back from his mission. And
I think he transferred. I think he was from Oregon State is where he signed. But I'm not 100% on that. What I found funny is that since he's 6'4", 275, they said, well, he either needs to trim down to play tight end or we need to beef him up to play.
Be a tackle.
But the guy is, they're excited about him. They're just not sure which size he's going to go and what position he's going to play.
All right. So, you know, yeah, his body right now, he's just back from his mission. So his body may not be where it needs to be, a tight end. But they plan on him being a tight end. All right. Next one. Taipei Vaca, offensive lineman, 6'5", 275 pounds. As much as that tight end we just talked. Oakland, California. He's a JUCO transfer. Diablo Valley College. And they talked about him being somebody that could jump right into the rotation on that offensive line.
The recruiting sites loved him, too. Like, this is a guy that would have been rated higher. Sometimes JC guys don't get as rated high as high school guys. But he absolutely is D1 starter next year. And that he was committed to Oregon at one point. That he weighs 280, but they used the words trim and fit to describe this 280-pound man. And they, again,
so
he will play
next year. That means he's a
weight
room kid, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that means?
The coaches and even online fans are really excited about this guy.
All right, so Taipei Vaca be in addition to that offensive line next year. We like, by the way, A lot of people are hard on the O-line this last year. You and I, we like the O-line, and we also like what's coming back, but we thought that they were okay last year.
Yeah. No, I mean, our O-line...
They did a great job on run block, and I think on pass block they did all right.
If you break down film, and I'm a weirdo, and I know some guys on the O-line, so I've done this even more, but I've broke down like every play and looked at positions. The O-line played well. He had more time passing the ball than a lot of people are given credit for, and that also there were some great holes for Jamal to run through and then Jamal to do his magic. I think O-line next year is going to be great, and this Vaca guy is only going to help us.
All right, so then guy that we're really excited about, we were excited about him 2 years ago. We did the show in 2014. I actually went in our archives and found, Tosh, you were so high on Matt Bushman. You said he will be the next great BYU tight end. You predicted 2 more years of kind of rough times at tight end, but you think Matt Bushman is going to be the solution. 6'5", 235 pounds. He mostly played receiver in high school. He's a Tucson, Arizona, Sabino High School. Matt Bushman, and one of the people that helped evaluate him was Andrew George. We had him on our show, asked him about Matt Bushman, and he was also very high on Matt Bushman's ability to be a pass-catching tight end.
Absolutely dominant high school giant receiver. And that's what I like in a tight end, someone that has the ability to play receiver. The other thing, the timing of the Ty Detmer quote that we already referenced about MLP was very interesting. How it was said, he was talking about Matt Bushman and how amazing of a receiver he is. And he said, and then also we're moving Moroni to tight end. So next year we will have two great catching tight ends.
So there you go. So Matt Bushman's probably going
to
be playing quite a bit right away.
It sounded to me like Ty's already planning on how they're going to use Matt Bushman next year.
That's great. So Matt Bushman, he's back. We're excited about him. You stick by it? Is he the next BYU great?
On record, I'll sign that in blood that this guy is going to be a great tight end.
His name's
going to
be there with Chad Lewis.
Yep.
Andrew George.
Yep.
Dennis Pitta.
Yep. Baldry.
Tanner Baldry.
Baldry was like our best big play tight end.
Yeah, I liked Tanner Baldry.
Anyway, I think he will surpass Baldry's receiving numbers. But anyway, that's a little joke. I like Baldry. Guy plays well, good blocker, and he jumped out of nowhere last year to be a big play receiver.
So there you go.
Bushman is more cut out for catching passes than any tight end we've had in a while.
So there you go. Matt Bushman, his name will be there with Gordon Hudson and other great, great tight ends.
Mealy.
Atula Mealy, oh, sure. Oh, that's there you go. Right there, the bald man. Tosh McIntosh, he's got it for you. All right, the next one, another offensive lineman. He's returning from his missionary. He'll be back. Mission. He will be back this fall and will rejoin the team. He's offensive lineman, 6'6", 240 pounds, what they have him listed at. He's from Bountiful High School. Mm-hmm. Brady Christensen. And they didn't really say much about him other than big 6'6", 240.
Big guy coming back. He'll be here in the fall.
All right. So that's what we were able to get with him. And I think that's it. That's everybody that's a new addition to the 2017 BYU football team. A lot of them heading out on missions right away.
We missed one.
Oh, who do we? Oh, so we did miss one. Oh, how dare
offense,
I?
And then your dad is going to be ticked.
Oh, my dad.
Those of you guys who are new to the shows, Keith's dad is maybe the biggest proponent of
kickers
out there.
Your first scholarship that you set aside, your first offers and stuff goes to the best kicker. He actually was at my house this last weekend. He actually asked me how he could contact Ed Lamb to write him to be concerned with the kicking game and why aren't we getting kickers. Apparently, he was not thrilled with Rhett Allman last
year. I thought we did I think how things ended up pretty well.
It was a disaster, right? I mean, you and I had heard some really horrible things.
Preseason, they were missing everything.
Preseason, and it was really bad. But then Jake the Make came along, and he did great. Rhett Allman, he ended up being okay.
He kicked a good percentage.
Yeah, he did okay. So, I mean, we weren't able to kick it deep. Again, they only talked about him as being a punter, but you're right, I did miss a player. Ryan Reckow, 6'5", 205 pounds, Varadel, Washington, Central Valley High School. And Ed Lamb said what he likes about him is that he is an athlete. You don't think about kickers all the time as athletes, but this guy's an athlete.
Phenomenal basketball player. Lamb made a funny remark. He said
that Reckow is going to convert a 4th and 19.
No, nope, that is not his funny remark.
No, he didn't say that.
His funny remark is that he loves that this guy's an athlete. He says, I've had a lot of punters that can really kick the ball, but sometimes with punters, even just catching the snap can be a little bit of a dramatic event. He said, but no, this guy is an athlete. He's going to be able to do those type of things to really be a great
punter. All right, so they added a punter. They say that he can do some kicking. I've seen people put out numbers. He can make 57-yarders. I don't know. We hear this all the time about kickers that come to BYU, yeah, and then they never kick long. Justin Sorensen, right? He was Mr. 60-yarder.
In high school, and it was legit. He was hitting those, but they just never panned out.
But then
out.
We got worried about him when he'd kick from 41. So the other thing about Rekow that I want to bring up, Tosh, athlete, just to bring it up, he plays basketball. He's 6'5", 205. And with Ed Lamb, he actually went and spent a day and watched Ryan Rekow, his punter, go and play a basketball game. Don't you dare say that Ed Lamb isn't interested in getting the kicking game going. He spent a night watching him play a high school basketball game. He scored 22 points, Tosh. And his dad is the head coach of the #1 women's basketball team in high school. So there you go. He's a coach's son. That's the other thing. He said he falls in and feels like a coach's son.
Okay, so the most important part of this show historically, we've done this show every year for a number of years.
Yep.
And it's fun. And the other thing is that we have an amazing track record at picking out of who of these signees is going to be an impact player. For example, if you listen, I doubt many people are, but if you go back and listen to our 2014 show.
Tejan Karoma was our good call.
Exactly. We also.
Fred Warner we talked about.
There you go. So we have been, last year, Troy Warner. So, you know, the guy.
Now, it doesn't take a time. I mean, we did pick guys that were highly regarded. Yeah.
But Karoma wasn't. We liked Karoma on film. He wasn't that highly regarded. But
he was a center, and they were pulling him. They were pulling him. They would have him go and lead the run after hiking.
He would block a guy at elite in high school, and they'd end up on their back.
Just bury him.
We knew then. This year, though, I'm going to throw this question to you, but I'm going to go first on who out of these new signees, so not RMs, and not even transfers.
Yeah, you can't take Wayne Kirby.
So, yeah, let's go with new signees. I'm going to start out by saying this is the hardest one out of all of them. And I think
it is a tough year.
We have a lot. There's a lot of possibilities that it makes me nervous on which one. But I'm going to say right now that I think it's going to be Olongi Tuafua from South Jordan, from Bingham High School, that I think that he's going to go down as a great pass rusher, the kind that we have been used to at Satake's other places on defense, that I think that when all is said and done, that Olongi Tuafua is going to go down as a great D lineman.
All right. So obviously Chaz Ayu is the easy pick, and there's a reason why you should take him. Listen, he's the second. First of all, he's regarded as the second best player from the state. He was recruited everywhere, had options to play at a lot of really great colleges. He's deciding to come here, and he looks every bit the part, and will probably be one of the starting safeties for the team next year. If you want me to go,
I think he's leaning towards mission first, though.
Chance. Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Excuse me. He'll be mission first. So we don't want to take that. I take a look at it, and I'll say Isaac Rex. I think the tight end, he's going on his mission first, but that'll be my reach. And then beyond that, you know what? Rekko, he's going to be a great punter.
All right.
So that's it. That's it for National Signing Day for 2017. Tosh, did we get better?
We got better. We got better in two ways. We got some 4-star guys, but what I love is that we had a need, and the coaches just kicked butt at filling that need. I really am stoked about the staff and the type of guys. I think that BYU is on the upswing and that it's a good time to be a Cougar fan.
Kalani Sitake said that they've gotten things started and that the beast is now awake. I liked that quote. I thought that was good. The beast is now awake, Tosh. Who knows? Another thing that Kalani Sitake said for all of us, he said it was important for us to go and support and be really good fans. They talked a lot about the Gonzaga game and about being a difference in that Gonzaga game. He also said that he looks to the fans that he counts on us to win games for them. to do that. And then the other thing that I wanted to say that he said, and prayer actually came up a couple times, and we want to talk about prayer real quick, and this is how we'll close the show because I think it's good. But Kalani, he said, you know, it's okay to pray for wins.
But he also then said, but I was told no four times.
I was told no four times. And I asked for two more points and I didn't get them twice. I asked for four more points and I didn't get them twice. So Kalani Sitake said it's okay to pray for wins. He wondered if we were praying for wins as well. Tosh, were you praying for wins?
I will go on record and admit that I did pray a couple times.
No, you didn't.
All right. Why would I lie about that?
That would be weird. So you actually prayed for wins?
Here's the thing. I will fully admit that I don't think God cares that much who wins college football games.
Right.
But in the heat of the moment, when I'm looking for any sort of thing to help my team, there have been a couple times that I've thought, all right, come on, help us out here.
Pray for wins, everybody. So Kalani Sitake, he told us that we weren't doing our part to pray for wins. The other one is at the beginning of the Cougar Club meeting, Chad Lewis, he's usually the MC at these things. Why don't you tell him what to do?
So he stands up and announces who's saying the prayer.
Yeah,
and
some jabroni saying the prayer.
And then he says, I hope that he, I'm going to try to read this here. I hope that he asks for the blessings of heaven to help this recruiting class absolutely dominate.
Absolutely dominate.
And then the guy stood up and didn't even say
that. How would you not pray for that after Chad Lewis told you to do that? I mean, come on, that is not right. So anyway, so that's that. So I guess everybody, I guess our message is pray always and pray about everything, apparently.
And join the Cougar Club. These meetings today are fun. You get a lot of good insight, and your money's helping the program. So
if you can afford it, if it's something that you can swing, you know, you can do it. And they actually have a lot of programs now that make it a lot more affordable for a lot of people. So.
Yep.
All right. That is it for National Signing Day. You know, Tosh, I hope the folks on Facebook thought this was okay. It's been a little weird for us. We usually, you know, actually look at each other, talk to each other and stuff. But now we're looking at the camera today. So anyway, that is it. If you've enjoyed this, you can also listen to us on iTunes. Tomorrow we'll have a podcast coming out about the Gonzaga game. It's me alone on that, and I went on a huge rant about how terrible BYU is at zone defense. We're really, really, really awful, especially Elijah Bryant. And so we've got a lot of great content that we put out there.
A lot
so
of good stats.
CougarCast@gmail.com is a way to email the show. At CougarCast on Twitter. Tosh, you can get him at Lehigh Roller.
Yep.
But
I'm from Lehigh. That's the strange kind of Twitter handle.
But there's a GH after the Lehigh.
They'll find me.
Yeah, they'll find him. Yeah, of course. You know, he's got a check mark even.
No, not quite yet.
No, he doesn't. But one day. And then the other thing is iTunes. We ask you all the time if you've enjoyed the broadcast, if you've had a good time with it. We try to put on as good of a show as we know how. We think we provide a different look into this team than you get at other outlets. So if you've enjoyed the show, please go give us support on iTunes. We have been ranked among one of the top podcasts for college sports in the world. And a lot of that has been because of your listening and support, but also by giving us ratings on iTunes. So if you can do that, we'd appreciate that so much. It's just a way to give ourselves a little pat on the back, so we appreciate it. So
great day to be a Cougar.
To be a Cougar. All right, thanks. Take care. Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Also, look for us on VanquishTheFoe.com. If that isn't enough, you can follow us on Twitter @CougarCast. Enjoy the games and go Cougars!